Good morning. Today's scripture is from Matthew 15, 21 to 28. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that moment. This is a reading of God's word.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I have a really vivid memory from when I was about 5 or 6 years old. I was sitting in the living room and I remember playing with Weebles. Anybody remember Weebles? They were a lot fun unfortunately, when you could choke on them, they were a lot more fun. You know, they were so cute when I was a little kid. Now I think they're giant. But I was playing with the Weebles. My mom and my grandma were talking. And I don't know how the subject of dying came up, but I distinctly remember Grandma saying, "I think that if you live to be old enough to be embarrassed about at least one thing you did when you were young, you're old enough to call it a day." And instantly, I remember getting upset, but then even more upset when she added, "And I'm embarrassed about a lot of the things I did, so I'm ready to go." I worried about my grandma. I wondered what in the heck she meant. But I never really understood what she meant until I got older. Because the truth is, maybe not for you, but at least for me, I think that maybe we've all done things in our younger years that are quite embarrassing. Anybody? You don't have to put up a hand. But anybody have something that they did in hindsight? Oh, why did I do that? Why didn't I do that? Some things that even have caused us shame. And I think what my grandma was saying was, well, as long as you live long enough to understand and you live well enough to understand that what you used to do was wrong, you're okay. Because we live and we learn. The poet Maya Angelou, she said in an interview with Oprah Winfrey, she said, "You did in your 20s what you knew how to do. And when you knew better, you did better." And when Oprah Winfrey quotes that quote, she says simply, "When you know better, you do better." Now, this passage, I should have prefaced it before BJ started to read it, but this is a painful, confusing, shocking, challenging, disturbing story about Jesus. And theologians have been wrestling with it for centuries. Preachers, including this one, bend over backwards to say that here Jesus is just testing the woman. You know, because that's loving. Or Jesus and the woman, they were in on this together. He gave her a little wink. They were in on it together, and she was just a concrete example. Because right before this, he had just got done preaching that it doesn't matter what you put into your body, it's what comes out of your body, what you say and do that matters. And he wants to show them preachers ignore this passage, or they fiddle around with the Greek and they say, oh, he's calling her a puppy. It's not an insult to call her a dog. Dogs were highly revered in these days. We have done all kinds of gymnastics to put Jesus in a better light here. But today, let's look at this story for what it is, as painful as it is. You have Jesus, he's exhausted. He's at the end of his energy. He's fed people, he's healed people, he's preached to people, he's been trying to get away, but everybody keeps following him. And now he has left his safe territory. He's crossed over into the region where the foreigners are, in Tyre and Sidon. He's not even in familiar territory. And while you're thinking about everything that's facing Jesus right now and how he's probably hangry, remember that Jesus was fully human. Fully human. And I don't know about you, but I don't know how comfortable I am with the fully human Jesus. Especially when he acts like me. Here comes this woman. Just one more thing that he has to do. One more thing. Lord, help me. And Jesus ignores her. But she persists. And the disciples, they come up and they say, yeah, send her away. Get her away. And the next thing that I want to read is that once the disciples start telling Jesus, yeah, send her away, send her away. I want to read that Jesus turns around and he says, disciples, quit your whining. And he looks the woman in the eye and says, you know what? I'm sorry. I was miles away. How may I help? But Jesus doesn't do that either. Jesus says, I haven't come for your people. And she still goes on. Help me, Jesus. And if it isn't already cringy, uncomfortable, Jesus, he has a chance here to save his reputation. Jesus could have said, okay, yes. But no. Three strikes. Jesus makes a very racist cutting remark here, and he dismisses her a third time. Ouch, Jesus. But she persists. And when she does, this third time, Jesus, it's as if his heart opens. They say that this is the only story in which Jesus loses an argument, essentially, with someone. He understands that he had it wrong. His compassion, his understanding about his mission, it grows. And now that he knows better, he does better. Her daughter is healed, and Jesus credits her faith. It's uncomfortable. But yet elsewhere in the gospel, we read that Jesus grew in wisdom, grew in stature. And so why does the story surprise us? Why do we try to avoid it or explain it away? Well, I think it's because even though we have a creed, we have a belief that says that we believe that Jesus was fully God and fully human, most of us have a picture in our head of little baby Jesus in his golden fleece diaper being born with all the knowledge and all the wisdom, being born with it. All the understanding. But you know, what point would have that been for God to take on human form, For God to become the living, breathing person of Jesus of Nazareth, if God wasn't going to be all in with the human experience. And when you're human, you have a lot of learning to do. It's a lifetime of learning. What makes our faith different and unique is that we have an embodied faith. That God even knows what it's like to say, wow, yeah, I was wrong. And then make things right. If Jesus grew in understanding, if Jesus grew in compassion, I can. And if the people who wrote the Gospels weren't ashamed of this story, I mean, if they were ashamed of it, they could have left it out. A good PR person for Jesus would have left it out. But no, this hard-to-hear story in our sacred text, it's a relief, really. Because we can know that God knows that we can't give what we don't have. We can't do better unless we know better. My grandma's little quip, you know, if you live old enough to be embarrassed about something you did years ago, you've lived long enough. I think it's wise, but I think it falls short. Because once we know a better way of living, a better way of moving in the world, we're just getting started in some ways, no matter how old we are. That the fully human Jesus here, before he met this foreign woman, he didn't understand that his ministry was bigger than he knew. Perhaps he didn't understand that his purpose was for all people, not just Israel. And she helped him see that. And his ministry, well, he was able to just release it from the boundaries that he put on it. Oh, I didn't come for you. Yeah, you did. And then look. Look at how Jesus and the way Jesus lived, how that continues to save people, not just born then and there, not just Jewish people, but Gentiles, dogs like me and you, because we would have been the dogs. And so if you're like me, and you look at this story and you have something in your past, or more than one thing, that weighs on your soul, guilt for something you did or left undone, but yet you just didn't know any better. But no matter how many times you try, I try to forgive myself, it still sticks. And this story about Jesus, this can give us what we need to remember, to take comfort that God knows what it's like to not have done, to have not been able to do what we didn't know to do. And take the gift and the grace which is ours. We know better. We can do better. Thanks be to God. Amen.